let's talk to the Irish now.
Hey now. Hey.
Brian O'Halloran of Clerks. Brian, I tried to go and get the movie Clerks last night because I haven't seen it. I'm one of like two people I know that hasn't seen it. I went in there and this fat girl was trying to rent it in front of me. And I'm like, I'll give you $20 if you got to see the movie. So I got a guy, this is a long story. No. I'll give you $50. Just give me the movie. No. F you. So I ran her over in the parking lot with my car. Needless to say, she still wouldn't let go of the movie. But I haven't seen the movie. But you've done every Kevin Smith movie, is that right?
That's correct.
What keeps bringing you back?
Friendship, I guess. You know, we like working with each other. He has these parts. And he's like, oh, I want you to do this. And it's funny because most of the other characters in his other films, like when we did Mallrats, I played in Clerks, I was Dante Hicks. In Mallrats, I was Gil Hicks. And then in Chasing Amy, I was just a TV executive that they might have called Sean Hicks. And then in Dogma, I was a TV newsman, you know, Grant Hicks. And so it was just a running type of gag. And now I come back in, we just got done shooting Kevin's latest film, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Mm-hmm. And that's due out August 24th.
I can't wait.
And so I reprise the role of Dante again, and he actually wraps up all the characters from all his previous films.
So this is the whole theme of what he started with Clerks and what he's ending with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is all going to get wrapped up, and that's going to be it, and then he's going to move on.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And he's a big Degrassi Junior High fan.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I heard he's been invited to direct either the initial, like the New Generation one or whatever. Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Joey Jeremiah. There's a name I haven't thought of in a long time.
There's a guy I saw last week, and he's still a loser.
I remember we were on when we were shooting Mallrats. Shannon Doherty's character had all these outfits, and the movie took place in one day in a mall, and yet she got to change costumes. Go figure. But she had this really nice denim jacket as part of her costume, and so he's like, "Well, I want." On, you know, embroidered on the back, Degrassi High, you know, and so she looked at it and she's like, what the hell is this Degrassi High thing? And it was kind of an inside joke for him because he had gone to film school in Vancouver, so he had gotten to love, you know, Canadian television.
Yeah. Was she a bitch to work with, by the way?
I spent 11 days on set. At the time, I was an occasional smoker of cigarettes, and I had an ashtray in my hand, and she would come over and just put it out, you know, use it and walk away, and stand right next to me, never said a word.
Never talked to her or anything.
Never said a word. She had her own personal bodyguard on set, which I never understood why.
Yeah, because obviously every man wants to stalk a woman with a slanted face.
Oh! Yeah. Not that many people realize that.
Slanted face. It's like someone took a winch to one side and a jackhammer to the other.
Something
she
like
looks
that.
Like a... Now, I could be wrong. She looks like a bucket of smashed eight holes. Anybody in there?
See that one?
I agree with that.
I have to take a second for that visual.
Oh, my God.
Note to self, don't piss this guy off.
I told you he was an a-hole.
Yeah. That was great for you, Brian. You got to be her ashtray.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So, I was an ashtray. I'll change my name if you want. Let's make it Grant. Chris Grant. I am now officially white. Just don't yell at me.
And Chris is in the movie, or you're actually in the production, which was in town. We sent a bunch of our girls from the station to go see it. The full Monty.
Yeah, man, the Broadway show.
And
here.
You show everybody the goods, kind of.
Listen, man, it's not called the half Monty.
The Little Zorba. I
the
like
Little
it.
Zorba. it's a souvlaki platter, all. Thank you very much. Gyro.
Is it wrapped in a grape leaf?
Well, that depends what religion you are.
Only when he's trying to be careful.
Yeah. Right. So, protection.
We're going to talk to these guys a little more. We got to play some music and play some commercials and do some news and all that other stuff. Can you hang out with us a little bit more? We want to talk about the movie. These guys insult each other, then they give each other five.
Oh, that was the best.
And Eddie's still asleep.